Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, indeed we are. Thank you, Carly Jackson. And we remember to remember that we are connected to the supreme inspiration, no matter what, as we get ready to reset, to recalibrate our consciousness, to get better in listening to the inner voice, the inner knowing, the vibration that goes beyond the physical realm. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And this is the Agape Choir, Supreme Inspiration. What is the inner voice telling you today? Listen. be inspired and be transformed. supreme inspiration. Sometimes the tune to the inner voice. You may feel like you're getting static. You may get in that space where you're not sure if what you're hearing is what you're hearing, if what's coming up is from your mind or from God's mind. But it's all God. Are you willing and ready to even embrace the static? Are you willing to embrace the sound? Are you willing to embrace all that is? Because you will find clarity when you surrender to all being God. That's right. All being God. It is all God. It is all good. And we can talk more about that. Supreme inspiration. That is the static remix. That's funny. I think it is. Clearly. I'm laughing. Oh, wow. Yeah, supreme inspiration. Lots of energy, huh? Let's supremely connect. Because there are times when, you know, let's bring this back up again. Now, so, if you're hearing static, do you hear the static or you hear the music? Do you hear the prayer or do you hear the words? Do you hear it all? See, in the world of perfection, we say, get the static out of here. In God, there's no need to be perfect. You're already perfect. It all belongs. But there's a little ounce of me saying, okay, you can fade the music out now. But it's all good. It's all good. It's all God. Agape Choir. The static remix. And it goes well with today's conversation. There are no accidents. Go ahead with your good self, Swiper. Swiper, no swiping. A.K.A. Tam, A.K.A. Tracy, Tracy Ann Miller, Tam, get it? Come on now, catch up. Supreme inspiration. I find refuge knowing that I am one with the One. I give thanks knowing that all is well. Great song, I gotta fade it back up. Amen, Ashe, and so it is. We have been reminded that we are, we have been reminded that we are loved, yes indeed, that we are connected to the One Consciousness. I feel like I'm doing today. I'm in a studio, getting ready to create a piece of art. I don't even know what's going to come through. I don't know what I'm going to paint. I don't know what I'm going to write. I don't know what I'm going to sing. I don't know what I'm going to speak. I don't know what I'm going to express. I don't know what I'm going to share, but I know it's going to be good, so I trust it. To find out more about the Agape Choir, their website address, well, Agape's website address. Actually, the choir has a website as well. So you have agapelive.com, the virtual home of Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith. The choir, to download their song so you can get your chant on, go to soundofagape.com. He thinks, he knows, soundofagape.com. www.thelifecoach.com. And, whew, I need some music. I feel like I'm being taken somewhere, and I'm hearing to have. See, I heard this earlier, and I uploaded it. So, as we introduce you to this piece of art that is getting ready to be revealed, and we are all creating it together, I am looking for the song which is all the way at the bottom. There's got to be a better way. There is. Be still. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, where change is inspired, and you make a difference. You make a difference because you are who you are. You make a difference because of all that you stand for. You make a difference because you're alive. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. I am is your host, also known as, or expressing as, Life Coach Ade. I want to welcome all of you online, on the phone line, in the archive, the within radio listeners, and the other listeners that's yet to come on board, wherever you are. Bring this down a little bit. Thank you for tuning in to yourself, and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. Today's theme, today's topic is listening to your inner voice, which is the theme for the month. It makes a difference when we learn to listen to that inner wisdom. Am I hearing static again? What's really going on? My human side is having an issue. Celeste, do you hear static? I think I do. But really, it doesn't matter. And I don't even know. Well, I guess it's always nice to get a confirmation. She said no. It's in my head. I know that's right, because I was just going to say that. There's static in my head. Let me go back and meditate. I was just going to say that, you know. We ask for confirmation, and it's good to ask for confirmation sometimes, just to vibe off somebody to see that we're on the right track, or maybe just to figure out if it's just in our heads, in our own head, because there's so much going on. But you know, if it's in my head, the less, and you know it's in my head, guess what? Spot it, you got it. I feel like today's show is very, I want to say, slow, as far as I know. Well, right now, anyway. So let me bring on Celeste, because we got quite a few things to cover. We're going to do Good News Wednesday. We're going to, what else are we doing again? We're going to do the weather. Let's bring on Celeste. I think something I was going to say, but I can't remember, so I'm just going to bring on Celeste. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Hello, Life Coach Ade. I am wonderful. Can you please tell me what do you have playing underneath you? That is beautiful.
Oh, Lord, I love life. You know, when I was uploading this song, and I know this is actually probably the... Well, no, that's not true. Let's see. I'm going to answer your question in a minute, or not, but for the most part, I don't upload songs that I can't give information on.
Right.
And today, I heard to play this song to upload it, so I did, but because it's part of a compilation that somebody made for us, and And sometimes it takes me there. It takes me to a place of just being still. And as I was uploading, I was like, oh, there's two that I uploaded, actually. I might play the other one. I don't know. But I don't know who it is. Because I remember thinking, oh, my God, what if someone asked? And I don't know. But intellectually, I was going to say, no, don't. But I said, I'm just going to surrender. But I'm going to somehow find out. And I like to give people credit. And this creation, this music, it takes you to that place, of supreme inspiration. So I was told, I heard that someone's going to ask. I just wasn't told who it was. And I don't mind put on blast like that. Nobody's putting on blast. It's just a confirmation of what's happening.
Indeed. Well, I think it's so beautiful, and you give amazing guided meditations. If you're so inclined, while you're helping us to listen to our inner voice, I could use a guide.
Let me say this: it's I'm laughing, and I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm redundant because it seems like I'm saying the same thing to me anyway. It feels like, oh, you said that already, and I'm laughing at what you're saying because part of, see, this is the redundant part. I feel like I said it all the time. I heard that I was going to be doing some kind of meditation. And I said, okay, I'm ready. I kind of was going to write it down and then, like, no, I'm just going to let it flow through me. So, and so you asking is kind of like, okay, spirit. And I feel like, yeah, that there is something about us taking time to listen. And, yesterday with the interview with, really it's a conversation with Mark Marcel.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having a conversation. He sent me different pieces of his song, of his poetry. There's quite a few, but I haven't uploaded all of them. But in preparation for the show, I was drawn to two. I only played one of it. One was Come With Me, and another one was Evolution, Evolution. I say evolution, same thing. You know what I mean. But anyway, moving right along. I'm talking to people in my head. And we were talking, and Genesis said something. I just was reminded to play that. It's like, yeah, play that now. And he, I don't know if you remembered, he was saying when he was listening to his work being played, he was wondering, wow, I wonder if he planned that, set me up so he could play that. Not setting me up as a trick, but I didn't. It was, it was just something to come. It came together, and I'm really more and more and more, the more I surrender, the more I trust, even when I'm afraid, even when I don't know, even when I'm confused. If I can find a way to just trust the process, it all comes together. It all comes together. And the great thing is, as my co-producer, you obviously listen to the same voice I'm listening to, because same voice, the message reached all of us. We say, yeah, I needed to hear that. You were talking directly to me, or I needed that, because we listen to the universal voice. So, yes, that is the intention.
Wonderful.
I don't know what is going to happen. Let me make a mental note.
Yes, because, we can handle the rest of it behind the scenes, but I say 100%, I'm definitely in need. I'm putting in a request. Can I have a lunchtime request for a meditation for Life Coach today? That's my request for lunch.
Yeah, I brought meditation to the studio today. I actually brought several of them. And we'll be ready to drop that real soon, right after the commercial break.
Oh, good. And there's no calories to that. All right.
That's right. Exactly. Because you actually lose stuff you don't need, and you become light.
I love it.
So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Glenda's in the house.
Yes,
she is.
And look, we got a breakdown off of your TAM for Tracy Ann Miller. How about transformation, affirmative meditation? You better work, Tracy Ann Miller. And hey, Glenda, and everybody else that's listening to us. Are you ready for your announcements, Life Coach, today?
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yes, I think you just hit me with your relax energy.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah,
we're
home having lunch, loving it.
Power lunch, soul food. Soul food for your consciousness.
Ah, eat up. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the metaphysical rebel Life Coach Today right here from Monday to Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you are dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure that you press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. If you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for a Good News Wednesday, where we share an inspiring story and the weather report when Life Coach Today is flying solo. Also, you can email Life Coach Today any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like Life Coach Today to cover for an upcoming show. So, what has you curious? Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of April is listening to your inner voice. And we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Next week, Intuitive Rebel Charles Holt will be in the house discussing finding your voice. And Michael Lennox, Dream Interpreter, will also be here to talk about waking the inner teacher. It's going to be a great week, so make sure you join us. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safara for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. This month, her theme is the Mother Earth. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And this week, we're going to have a part 2 on healing the sisterhood divide. We'll also play with numerology and medicine cards to help you make inspired moves in your life. And did you know the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? Yes, it is, on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. So you're going to be joining us again for the Good News Wednesday and the weather report, right?
As long as I get my lunch order fulfilled on my meditation.
Well, the universal chef has already taken your order, so you don't have to worry about it. You can just be still and sit back
okay.
And it's coming, all right?
Okay, I'm going to be you still and let God love me by listening
That's
to you.
That's right.
Right now.
That's right. Don't get me singing.
Go on now. I see Delisha stepped up, but we don't do shout outs, so I didn't just say hi to her.
Yeah, you didn't, right?
And I didn't say hi to Laverne either. I'm not saying hi to them.
Welcome. We just don't do shout out. If we did, we'll send them a shout out. We send a shout out. Lisa,
we're sending a shout out.
Glenda, Tam. All the Tams. Laverne. But
okay.
We don't do shout out. But if we did, you know, I even send a shout out to you, Celeste, if we did shout out, but we don't.
Really? Like, I would
send
one to you too a day if we did shout out. So I'm glad we didn't shout out.
No, we don't do shout out.
Have a great show. I'll see you around
No, no, no. You didn't say it right. I'll see you around one. Thanks, family.
I'll see you around one.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And today, we want to go deeper because I know you all are. I know all my listeners listen to their inner voice. It's an ongoing process. We want to help you continue to listen to your inner voice. It's a process. And, I thought I was going to say something there, but then that was the end of that statement. So anyway, there's something else I need to share with you. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Do you have questions about intuition, the inner voice? What is it? How to do it? Call in now, 347-426-3346. Operators are waiting for your call. Oh, my God. I am a mess. Yes, that's right. That's why I deliver the message. Because I let my mess just sit for a while, and it ages, and then after a while, you get the message. So anyway, you can post your questions and comments and thoughts as well about intuition, what you've learned. Maybe everything you do now, you don't move without checking in. How did you learn to cultivate that listening ability? What tool did you use? I mean, there's some I'm going to share with you. Maybe you're still on a journey. Maybe you're still confused. Maybe you still go through, is it me or is it God? I don't know if that's my thought or if that's God's thought. 347-426-3346. I got some things to share with you as far as I know. So I'm going to pull this music back up. April, you rock. You know that? No, actually, she rocks. I wonder if April is into crystals. I think she is. Let's see. April, yeah, she's into crystals. She's married with no children. I know, that's right. That's funny. I wonder why you use that description. Is that like, don't come to me. I ain't got no children. So is that a declaration or is that a desire to not want children or children to have children to not want children? I guess. Welcome home. It's nice to see you. So let me read some things to you. You know, and today's show, really, I really want to say this. Okay, I think I can fade the music now. I think we're good for now. I hear somebody say, no, we'll bring it back up when we do the guided meditation or guided journey, whenever that is. I don't know when it will be, but I'll let you know. You know, one of the things that I'm so clear about, I know it, I'm clear about it, is, I was ahead of myself there. Something's missing without that music. That's interesting. Okay. One thing that I'm very clear about is, you know, we are all of us, when I say all of us, spiritual teachers, people who are working with the community. Well, let me say people whose mission is to support humanity, to connect with who they are. Doesn't matter if it's a Dalai Lama, or your teacher at school who's connecting you with who you really are. It's just one conversation. It's all the same. We are all reminding you that you are one with the one. that you have the answers that you're looking for. But we've got very creative in how we tell the story, because that's all it is. We're telling the story of this video game of life, as my brother Mark Marcel shared yesterday. So the ability to tune in, it's like that, you know, it's like that reminder. It's that saying, well, it's almost like how to, I'm thinking of, I actually watched it recently. I don't watch it that much. Amazing Race. And I feel like we're on this amazing journey. And part of the journey is to, at the beginning of the journey, to forget who we are. Or to put it to the side, to file it away. And we come on this earth plane, and we go through life and grow through life, go through different experiences, challenges, joys and excitements and pain and struggle and grief. But sometimes we forget that there is a universal chord to who we really are. So today's topic, today's conversation is about just reminding us of what we already know. And it's a new moment, so it's a new opportunity to learn something new about yourself. So I invite you to just set the intention to catch a new awareness about who you are. Most, if not all, the things that I'll share with you, you already know. You can resonate, but set the intention to catch a new awareness about who you are. And I love, for me, I really am grateful, and I love the idea to check in. Actually, this is what I really meant to say, or what was coming up, is I love to see how life plays out. So in preparing for this show, I heard to check out the Daily Word. It was so clear. So I went to check out the Daily Word. And it's like, in checking it out, I sensed and felt that it would be in alignment with today's topic, today's conversation. And when I looked at it, I was like, oh my God. Just so in alignment. And, you know, the more we surrender, the more we trust the process, we start to experience life in an amazing kind of way. Even when you're fearful, even when you're afraid, even when you're confused, if you can cultivate the ability, if you will, to know that no matter what is going on, I am part of a divine order, a universal divine order. So, this is what the Daily Word has to say today, which give me goosebumps. The theme is, the topic is divine order. Whew, wow. I gotta breathe. I'm feeling so much energy rush through me right now. Divine order prevails in my life. And I am grateful. When I face challenges, seeking advice from others may sometimes be confusing. Rather than look elsewhere, I remember to trust in divine order. As I enter a sacred time of prayer, divine order prevails. Resistant or rebellious thoughts become quiet, and in the stillness, I open to divine wisdom. Confusion falls away as I acknowledge God's infinite intelligence. The mind of God holds a solution to every problem. I am one with the divine mind. As I become still and receptive, ideas surface and I feel a rush and I feel a rush of energy. I'll prepare to take inspired action. I laugh because when I first went to the Daily Word, I didn't read the whole thing. I just started reading like, okay, that's it. Because I like to be surprised on my own show, you know. Like, if I have a question, I want to see the question during the show. I don't necessarily want to know it in advance in the Daily Word. So that part of getting that rush of energy is like, that's just exactly what I was feeling. So, oh yeah, I felt I left something out. And the last paragraph of the Daily Word is, when I put God first, divine order prevails in my life, and I am grateful. Really, that's what today's conversation is about. It's reminding us to put God first. It's reminding us to put ourselves first. It's reminding us ourselves to tune into that inner guidance. So right now, let's just tune in and set the intention and know that we are one with divine order. That is something else I want to read, but I don't know if I'm going to read it right now. No, I'm not reading it right now. Let's talk about intuition. Let's talk about the inner voice. What is it? I think we have a question like that. But before I read the next thing, I want to invite you to join the conversation. 347-426-3346. And looking in the chat room, April rocks. She said, hi. And nah, shoddy. It's just some people. She said, it's just something people ask. So I added, oh, so they ask if you're married, which do you have children? You say, okay. I have a hard time figuring out what I want to put in the about section. Well, just tell them you rock. That's all. That's good enough. All right, let's drop down in consciousness. We didn't want to take a break? No. Intuition, the inner voice. What is it? It's real simple. It is that inner voice. It is that inner wisdom. It is the know-all. So when people say to you, you act like you know it all, you better believe it. I know it all. It's that part of you that knows everything. It is that part of you that is connected to all that is. It transcends time and space. It is not confined to your conscious mind. And if it's a part of us, if we're one with it, a part of it, it's just words. It's not a part, like separate, just a little bit of it. It's who we are. But if we are connected to this divine wisdom, if we are connected to God's mind, why does the world look the way it looks? Why does my world look the way it looks? Why are things challenging? Why do we have challenges? Why am I feeling pain? Why am I suffering? Well, we'll talk about that soon. Maybe now. I believe that, you know, there's spiritual teachers who would say, no, this is life is not a school, or this planet Earth is not a school, because there's nothing you need to learn. You know everything. True. I get it. It's true. Also, life is a school. This Earth is a school where you learn to remember who you are. So there are all these different scenarios. It's like it's a universal movie. So we go through life, we experience suffering, we experience challenges, we experience problems, we experience whatever. But we're also reminded that life is good, we're one with God, and sometimes, for the most part, the intellectual mind can't understand it, because really the intellectual mind deals with duality. Things are categorized as good and bad, safe and unsafe, right or wrong. And we need that. We may evolve beyond that, but right now, it's just the way it is. But beyond the right and wrong, beyond the good and bad, beyond the safe and unsafe, there is so much more. I want you to think of this. This has been coming up for me, and I didn't know why, but I'm going to use this analogy, so I don't know where I'm going to end up with it, but it's just been coming up. If you think of water, a cup of water, a bucket of water, just water, people. Water can show up in so many forms. Well, at least three. Water when it's just liquid, water as ice, and water as steam. Now, it's still water, it's just different vibration. If you have a swelling, sometimes you're suggested to put an ice pack on it to allow the swelling to go down and do other things that scientists know is going to do that I don't know, and I don't really care to even figure that out right now. I can Google it, but it's pointless. But there is a reason why they say use an ice pack. Sometimes they say use hot and cold. Sometimes they say use hot. Sometimes when we're feeling tense, we want to take a hot bath or shower. Sometimes when it's thirsty, we want to drink some water. So they all have their qualities, if you will. They all have their the different form, the different vibration of water meets a certain kind of need. Sometimes you want a cold shower. Some people say, I got to have a cold shower to wake me up. It's the same thing. Who you are, you're vibrating so many different frequencies at the same time. There's a part of you that sometimes could be cold and stiff and confused. But if you recognize that and you can get still, you can find yourself just slowing down, and all that mental chatter is settling. There's no resistance. You're just letting the thoughts flow like clouds, and then you can connect with the essence of who you really are. You can connect with that higher frequency. You can connect with the truth, you know, and it's this whole thing about the different vibration, because that's what it is. Is it me or is it God? I don't know if it's my mind or God's mind. The only difference is vibration. Laverne said in a chat room, she said intuition, higher self. Yeah. You know, some people say your higher self, the most high, the creator, your soul, the angels, the spirit guide. All it is just different vibration. So if you're at a slow vibration, when you're in the body, when you just allow yourself to experience your life just through the physical senses, then it's a much slower vibration. Like, you can have a piece of steel, and that piece of steel, if it's cold and you just try and break it with your own arm, it's not going to work. But if you apply heat to it, the molecules, they start to vibrate so fast, they space out, so it's easier to bend. So when you're in your physical sense, when you're just thinking of logic mind, what's right or wrong, what should I do, I shouldn't do that, that's wrong, that's disrespectful, that's, you know, oh, you know all the stuff that we do, then you're in a very rigid. But if you allow your vibration to just be a little bit, you know, just speed it up a little bit by tuning in to a higher frequency, connect with your higher self, connect with your soul. And the higher you go in frequency, the more expansive, the more broad the view of what you can experience. It transcends your five senses. Connect with your guides, connect with your ancestors. You know, on a human level, we got to put these labels in it. But the vibration itself is God in action. So when you find yourself going back and forth, confused about, is it my voice or is it God's voice? Just trust what you're getting. Just trust what you're getting. It requires discipline. before I go into that, I want to read from the Revealing Word, a dictionary of metaphysical terms, and how they their definition of the, of intuition. And I think we'll, after that, we'll I don't know, let's deal with now. Intuition, the natural knowing capacity, inner knowing. Let me stop there. Think about, you know, we talk about, have you paid your tuition yet? Tuition is associated with your education, the place where you learn something new, and then you get accredited. You become wiser. You know more. You get some letters behind your name. But you know, there is an intuition that is free, that is all yours. It is an inner knowing. There is nothing that you are going through right now that you don't already have the answer to right now, even if you can't access it for whatever reason. The answer is right there. Intuition, the natural knowing capacity, the inner knowing, the immediate apprehension of spiritual truth without resort to intellectual means. The wisdom of the heart. It is very much surer, S-U-R-E-R. It is, that's spelled right, S-U-R-E-R, right, that's right. It is very much surer in guidance than the head. When one trusts spirit and looks to it for understanding, a certain confidence in the invisible good develops. When you trust spirit and look to spirit for understanding, you naturally develop a confidence, because you know that whatever is happening for you, and you are part of the divine mind of God, and you can never get it wrong. Yes, it is living outside the box. It is breaking open the expanded box that you have. And it does take courage. It takes discipline. Now, let's do an exercise. An exercise of meditation, a guided journey. And I want you to think of something that you're dealing with right now. Maybe you're challenged about something, and you're not quite sure what the answer is. We've created an energetic space for you to be so open right now. We've created an energetic space for you to be open to receive the answer. And we're going to take a call after what we're about to do. I want you to, this is for you to demonstrate to yourself that you already know what the voice is. And if you don't know, this is your opportunity to remember that you do know and to hear something so clear. You just got to be willing. If you have the mind chatter right now and you're thinking, well, I don't know, I'm driving, just stop it. Oh, I'm at work. Just stop it. Get all of that. Let that go. Let it go. Let it go. Whatever you're doing right now, some of you may be able to close your eyes, but clearly, obviously, you're mature enough. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. If you're supposed to be doing something with your eyes open, don't do it. You be responsible for your health and well-being. That's my disclaimer. Not that I need to give it, but, you know, we live in a funny world nowadays. They say, don't try this at home. How did you learn to do it? But anyway, I digress. So, be responsible for your well-being. And you can still get the answer, even if your eyes are open. It is about the intention. You are powerful. So just take this moment now to listen and focus on your breath. Breathe in and out. Get still and just become present to your environment. You may even hear your thoughts. You may just be able to become so clear about what you're thinking about, and you may even think, oh, this is distracting me, I need to focus. No, you don't need to do anything. Just, if there's anything you need to do, is to be. Pay attention to the thoughts. Pay attention to the sounds. I mean, just observe them, really, is what I'm saying. Just, if you're sitting down, become aware of the chair holding you up. You may actually start to feel, you may feel your heart beating. And what I mean, you could feel it. It's like you can hear it in your head. If you're struggling with being still, just notice that you're struggling with being still, and just bring yourself back to your breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Sometimes you may find yourself yawning. You may find your mind now remembering something you wanted to do or should have done. It's okay. If you have a pen and paper, just write it down. You can open your eyes, write it down. If you have your eyes open, write it down. That's the part of the benefit of being still, because you remember things you said you were going to do or need to do or want to do. So right now, I want you to just visualize a spot, a garden with flowers. Maybe it's next to a spiritual center. It could be a space that you go to, somewhere that you go to get still. Maybe something you saw in a movie, something you imagine. Some place be relax. Fuzzy feel inside of you. If you can't do that, if you're struggling with having that image, think of somebody that you love. Somebody that you know unconditionally. That you know that no matter what you do or don't, co-worker, connect with that love right now. Move in through and even if you have to listen between my words, trust the process. Feel the presence. Just think of, allow yourself to capture an image that makes you feel good, relaxed. And now, you may even have a smile on your face. Or maybe you can feel a smile coming, but you're being serious about it. Relax. Allow yourself to smile. Think of that child, your grandchild, your child, that when you see them, they put a smile on your face. Just feel that love. And now, in this space, I want you to just invite something that you need an answer to. Maybe you're not struggling with anything. Maybe you don't need an answer to something. Let's just play along. Just make up something and ask. It could be, what should I do about this situation? Who do I need to speak to? What is the answer? Now,
nervous about. Get the right answer. Just let that go. You will get the right answer. You are connected to the right answer. You are the right answer. This requires trust. If your mind is playing games, you can do a yes or no kind of question. You can ask, should I call X about blah, blah, blah? And see if you get a yes or a no. Breathe. Relax. Be gentle, play with it. Maybe you're going out on a date and you're not quite sure. And ask if you should go on a date. Make it easy, do a yes or no. Should they wait? Hey. You may need to write this down or not. You may feel something. You may hear the answer. You may feel a sensation in your body. Smell something that you like. Trust it. Trust the answer. Now, even if you're still going through, maybe you get answers and you're like getting all excited and coming up with more questions, it's fine. But right now, we're getting ready to come back. Just an attitude of gratitude right now. Even if you didn't get an answer, if you think you didn't get an answer, because you did, it will be revealed to you. An attitude of gratitude that you had this opportunity to go through this process and trust that the answer will manifest, the answer will be clear to you, how to go about it will be shown to you. Give thanks, remind one with the divine mind. Give thanks for the ability to get still. Give thanks for the ability to hear the inner voice, the still small voice, that's something within you. And you can remind yourself, anytime you feel like you're not enough, you're not good enough, you don't have what it takes, you're not there, you could always come back to this moment. That's good. But your body knows, and even if you're working feeling sleepy, your body's letting you know you need to some. As you can. So part of what you can do in cultivating and developing the ability to hear the inner voice is to get enough rest so your body can support you on the journey. And I'm standing for your transformation right now in gratitude, knowing that you have received the answer, that you were surprised, that you just had your mind blown because you didn't even know what happened was going to happen. You are not the same. You've expanded in consciousness. And we release the journey, the meditation. We come back. And we'll take a short break. Come back with Levon and continue the conversation. Drink some water. Embrace yourself. Give yourself a hug. Squeeze yourself. Give thanks. Embrace yourself. You are one with the divine mind. You are one with the one. And no matter what you're going through, you just simply have to be the change you want to see. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Unlocked in my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, Jack Armstrong, who's going to be joining us in May. We got some great teachers, people joining us. Brother Ishmael Tete is coming towards the end of the month. We have Charles Holt. We just go, oh, great folks. We have Priestess Callista joining us, taking us to the deep realm. We've got one, the non-physical being, one that's going to be channeled through Tara Sonora, just in gratitude. So let's see, let's go to Levon, and then we'll bring on Celeste for the Good News Wednesday. And hey, Levon, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am grateful.
Amen to that. Your conversation, your inner voice, and I call him my higher self. I want to share the first two times that I recognized the inner voice and knew that it was someone other than my ego self that I was hearing. The first time is when I was following the Christian doctrine. And I was going to Bible study at work, and the teacher there had said that if you are caught in sin and you die, then you are going to hell. Well, my inner feeling and my inner self was saying, wait a minute. You know, we have a good God. We have a merciful God. I can't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't accept that. So it really bothered me. So when I got home from work that afternoon, I got on my knees and I started praying. I'm saying, Father, you are a good God. You are a merciful God. How can someone say or that if you are caught in the act of sin, if you died in the act of sin, that you would go to hell? Well, in my prayer, I hear it within myself, the spirit never dies. Now, at that time, I really didn't know exactly what that meant, but I had an inner feeling or inner knowing that that statement of being caught in sin and you die, you're going to hell, that it wasn't true. But it was until when I started my spiritual journey that I recognized or understood what the voice had said by the spirit never dying, that this is what we were, or that we are spirits with no beginning and no end. So how can you die and go to hell? Because there is no dying with spirit.
Right.
So that was one experience that I had and that I knew that it was coming from my inner spirit.
When you heard that the spirit never dies, what happened? What was that experience like for you? What did you feel in your body? Go ahead.
I felt a relief. I felt that the question that I was asking was a false statement. That it was no truth to it, even though I did not know at the time what that exactly meant, that the spirit never dies.
Yes, because once you get it, you know, once you get the
revelation, that's the word I was trying to say.
That's right. Thank you. Yeah, once you have a revelation, you will know the difference. You will feel it in your body. Now, sometimes I know when there's some things I may be nervous about or something I need to do. I'm not sure if I want to do it, and I'll check in, because especially when I'm really confused, and I'll check in and I get an answer. Sometimes I'm feeling like it may be something I don't really want to do, and then I get the revelation, the guidance not to do it. And part of me is usually like, oh, thank goodness. Or sometimes I get guidance to go ahead and do it. But there's a sort of peace that comes around that. There's a part of me that feels like, okay, I get it. But that's the thing. That's how we can know. It's a sort of, you just feel good. It feels like it makes sense, even if your intellectual mind is trying to say, no, don't do that. There's something about that. Yep.
Exactly.
That is so true. Yep.
And
so,
the second time was a feeling. I was in tears at one time, and I just got on my knees and I started praying. And within that prayer and through those tears, I felt a joy. I felt a happiness. I even started laughing. So that also let me know that prayer was answered. Because there is no way when I was in a depressed mood or weeping, crying, confusion, that this joy come in, that this happiness comes in immediately. And by that happening like that, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that my prayer was heard and that everything was going to be fine.
I hear that. Always giving us birthday gifts.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And sharing your experience.
You're so welcome. And thank you for giving me the opportunity.
You're welcome, my sister. Peace and blessings.
The same to you.
Yes. It's right there. We've got some questions that I'm going to talk about. Well, I think we're ready for Good News Wednesday. Actually, before we do Good News, I got to do something. So I'm going to play a song for you while I need to take care of some stuff. You know, I'm the only one here. I have a question here. Okay, let's just do this song. We'll be right back. Well, I don't know. We may play the whole song. It's about 2-3 minutes long. We'll see what happens. But listening to the inner voice as a theme, as a topic, and we're supporting you. What are you moving through? If you want to share your experience and the journey within, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, or you can post it on the like pages, fan pages, and we'll get to it. Ask Life Coach at a like page, Life Conversations Radio like page, whatever works, as you know, people post it on both sometimes. And then we'll be back with Good News Wednesday. This is Agape Choir again. Return to me. Listen to your inner voice. It's you returning to yourself, returning to God, return to the all good. Oh, I want to sing. I won't. I'll be right back. You know, sometimes when I listen to the shows when I'm singing, I find that I've told you this. Hey, my fault if I'm out of sync. I'm always in sync. But the stream and all the things that happen in the technical world, you know, I'm hearing something and it's different from what y'all are hearing. So don't hate on me. I'm a great singer. And they backstood out. Oh, I love this song. It takes you within. Okay. Don't miss it. Don't lose your list.
With every breath, return.
Okay. Well, come. Let's see.
All right. Stop it.
Let the Agape Choir do what they do best. And you do what you do best. Yeah, that song is so great, so good. I just don't even want to stop it. So what are we doing? Let me know. Let me check with my co-producer. Are we coming to you or are we taking calls first? Which one are we doing? And we've got some other questions. I'm just going to bring you on. Okay, let's take a call then. With every breath, return to me, the Agape Choir. Let's go to, is that Cat? Cat Ray? I think it is. Hello. Oh, Kathy. Okay. Hey, Kathy. How are you doing?
Good.
Oh, there's so much noise in the background. Are you driving a truck?
I'm outside. Wait a minute. Let's see if I can turn off the microphone, maybe. I'm on.
Okay, it sounds better now. I think there was a truck going by you, a car or something, but I can definitely hear you well now. So you have a question. What is your question? Kathy, where are you? We can't hear you. You may have muted us now. We can't hear nothing. All right, let me tune into your spirit.
Okay.
You have a question. There you are.
I took out the mic.
Yeah, you did. You took out the mic, so you went mute.
But I'm on my earphone, so I don't know.
Okay, great. Okay, so you have a question. What's your question?
I am trying to talk to my spirit guide because my ears have been ringing for over a year. Mm-hmm. And it's not happening. So I don't know how to sit quietly and see if it's my spirit guide or me talking.
Okay. So you said you've been trying to talk to your spirit guide, but it's not happening. Right?
Yes.
How do you know it's not happening?
Wow. Because I'm not hearing any responses.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. So you ask a question and you wait for an answer, you don't hear anything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I would say to you. Well, there's a couple of things. There's a book I recommend. It's an awesome book. Now, actually, let me go back before I even go that far. What have you been doing to hear your guide? What kind of practice have you been doing?
Meditating.
Okay. What else?
Talking to them.
Okay. So you talk to them regularly.
Yes.
Right. So here's what I would say. I'll give you tell you a book that very good book that I actually have and I use. Just awesome book. But here's the thing. You know, sometimes we say our guides are not talking to us. If you're in a relationship, which you are in a relationship with them, and you're talking to them, I will go as far as saying they're responding to you. Maybe you are not aware of how they're talking to you. Because sometimes what we do is you say, okay, whatever. I don't know if you know the name of your guide or if you have guides, more than one. Some of us do, and some people just have one, and they change. But anyway, you ask a question, and you might wait for an answer, and you don't hear anything. Sometimes we put ourselves we get so intense about it that
right.
We don't the subtleness of the answer. So their response can come to you as giving you a thought to call somebody. Or maybe you're driving and you somehow feel like you want to go left instead of go right. So what I would invite you to do is, rather than keep telling yourself you're not hearing them, trust that they are communicating with you and that you are getting better in hearing how they're communicating with you. Now, the other thing is, not just trusting it, in addition, ask your guide to make it clear to you when they're talking. Ask them to tell you how they're communicating with you. So you can do an experiment. Keep it really simple. Because sometimes you want something that you really are stressed about. We get so intense about it when we don't hear the answer. Do a little, play with your guys. Ask them, okay, example, maybe you're walking down the neighborhood and you say, I'm going for a walk. And as you come out your house, ask them if you should go left or right. And just go with what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Then follow that guidance. When you get to the next street, ask if you should go left or right. Cross the street, stay on the side. Ask them where to go. And just follow whatever you feel inside of you as a nudge.
Uh-huh.
And then the more comfortable you feel, start having a conversation. Have a conversation that's like, whatever. You know, I'm grateful to be able to have this conversation with you. What do I need to do more of? Talk to your guys as if they're next to you or you're talking to somebody that you love or somebody that loves you dearly. And trust what you feel. Trust what you hear. Your guys are always talking. There's several exercises. Go ahead.
As I was calling in, I looked up and the time on my iPad was 1:11.
which means what to you? What did it mean?
It means that I see all these numbers all the time. So somebody's talking to me through numbers.
Okay, so if you were to make it up, who is this somebody that's talking to you?
Is it the angel or the guide?
Well, who is it? I'm asking you. You tell me. Because what matters is what you say it is.
Angels.
Okay. So your angels are talking to you. See, the thing is, we can never get it wrong. See, the mind gets involved in saying, oh, my God, this is a trick question. It's not a trick question because you said, as I'm sharing what the steps or tools or how to develop your ability to hear and have a two-way conversation, and then you said, as I was calling, I saw 1:11 because something in you brought it up to say, listen, you're already connected. You already hear them. You already see the signs. You already see the nudges. But when I ask you, like, maybe it's the angel, because now you start thinking. But you're already connected. So what I would say to you is trust that you hear them and they hear you. It's all about intention. You're connected to them.
Okay.
They ain't got nothing else to do than to answer, just to support you. They're waiting. They're not going to get in the way.
Yeah, well, that's my biggest trouble thing. Trust.
And here's what I'll say with the trust. Trust that you hear them and don't be afraid to get it wrong.
Okay.
Trust that you hear them and don't be afraid to get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what happens. We don't want to get it wrong. We don't want to make a mistake. We want to make sure we get it right. It's okay. It's okay. Play with it. Dance with it. If you want to listen to music, ask them, what song should I play today? And then go to your computer or your CDs or whatever you have to put it. Oh, I want to hear this. And trust that is a two-way, it's a relationship that you're being led. Now, the book I want to recommend, and you can get in an e-book format or a hard copy, it's Opening to Channel, How to Connect with Your Guide. Opening to Channel, How to Connect with Your Guide. And the authors are Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer. I'll spell that. Sanaya is S-A-N-A-Y-A, Roman, R-O-M-A-N, and Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E, and his last name, Packer, P-A-C-K-E-R. Great book. They take you through the process. They give you steps to listen and tune it in to higher vibration guides rather than lower vibrations, but we won't go into that right now. And how, they even tell you how to channel if you want to do it consciously. What were you going to ask the question?
Well, you said lower vibration, but I try to protect myself every day.
Okay. Good. So, I brought it up. See, the thing is, first of all, we have a choice. So in our own life, we operate from a low vibration when we're dealing with jealousy, when we're dealing with hate, when we're dealing with judgment. That's lower vibration. But when we choose to love, when we choose to be compassionate, when we choose to help somebody, Glenda is listening. I saw something she posted on the wall on a group and saying, how can you help this elderly? That's her choosing. So when we do things, when we think of other people, you're choosing a higher vibration. So when I say higher vibration, everything is energy. So there's different kinds of energy. Now, you got to make sure that you are choosing, you're focusing on a higher vibration, that you set the intention. I want to connect with a guide that is aligned with love and light who can guide me to be so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And in this book, it actually gives you instructions on how to deal with different vibrations. You know, we don't want to talk about good or bad sometimes on a human level.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting deeper now, but I'm going to share what's coming up. But what I want to tell you, like you said, you protect yourself. You can protect yourself with white light. You can focus on love. Earlier, when I took the listeners through the step, I don't know if you're listening.
I missed it.
Love. That's okay. You can listen again. It's in the archive.
Right.
Focus on love. Focus on the high vibration. Know that you are one with God and you can't help but attract the best and the highest energy. Okay?
Okay. I got it.
All right. And
thank you.
When you get those signs, don't doubt it.
Okay.
Don't intellectualize it. just laugh and say, ah, I know y'all talking to me. I can see it. Just play with them.
Okay.
You know, then you imagine. All right, Kathy, thank you very
thank
much
you.
For calling in.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. I got some questions I got to deal with. We got to do Good News Wednesday. Let's see. Celeste, you ready for good news? Let me see. Let me know if you're ready, but I'm going to do one of the questions right now. Funny. no, we'll move on with that, but it's not that important. Let's see. Celeste is ready. I'm going to bring you on. I'm going to bring you on. It's funny when I say that. I'm going to bring you on. I'm going to bring you on in a minute. Sometimes I listen to myself and I'm like, just my own inner stuff. Sharing with you. Someone said, how can I learn to trust my inner voice when I've made unwise decisions in life? I feel like it's my thinking that gets me here. How do I trust my inner voice when I don't trust myself? Trust yourself first. That's it. See, when we start doing that separation thought, you got to start somewhere. And here's something. I just gave Kathy a book. Well, I didn't give her a book, but suggested and recommended a book. Another tool that I recommend is in the form of a book, is in the form of a CD. I have the CD where you actually are taken through the process. It's Life Visioning by Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. Life Visioning. There's a book. So you have to do your research. Ask your guys to lead you, direct you to what you need. If it's the book, if it's the CD. I like the CD because Reverend Michael takes you through the process. I have it on here, but I'm not going to play it today. Go get yourself a copy. And I remember that's part of what opened me up. And then John Stringer and I did a program called A Program of Light and Love. That as well helped me. And I remember when the opening happened, for a whole day, I was just talking to God back and forth, back and forth. It was crazy. It was unusual. I didn't even know what nudged me. I was asking questions. I was getting answers. I mean, I was like, oh, my God. I felt like I met my best friend who we've been out of touch, and now we're reconnected. And I remember I was in the house for most part of the day, and later on that evening I went to the grocery store, and everything just looked different. I felt weird. I felt out of place. It wasn't negative. It was just different. It was a different vibration. And I was like, wow, because I spent most of the day really having a conversation with God. Now, how do I learn to trust my inner voice? Trust your inner voice. When you get guidance to call somebody, call them. If the phone is ringing, guess who it is. If you had a thought about something, don't say, oh, what a coincidence. Yes, it is, but something in you was pointing you in that direction. Let go of the idea that I've made unwise choice, because every choice you've made, every decision you've made in your life, you've learned something about yourself. You've learned something. There are no wrong decisions. Really, there isn't. You either learn not to do that, or you find out something that you didn't even already know. Just trust that process. Trust the process. See, when you start doing this right or wrong, and that's just the intellectual thing. In order to really hear the voice of God, you got to go beyond the conscious mind. Because God would never lead you wrong. Your guides would never lead you wrong. Your angels would never lead you wrong. So you need to, it's a kind of maturity that needs to happen. But if you're still in that place, I want to get it right, I want to get it right, I don't want to get it wrong, a little bit immature, but that's okay. In that process of hearing the voice, but transcend that. There was somebody I needed to call, somebody I thought I needed to call yesterday because of some agreement that we've made. And then I said, okay, I need to call. And something said, check in first. And I checked in and Spirit said, don't call yet. And then I got an email, got my answer. I was like, oh, okay. But at the moment when I was told not to call, my mind was like, oh, no, I'm going to look irresponsible. Then I said to myself, just stop it. Let's see. Let me bring on Celeste because I want to do the good news. I want to do the weather too. So, and then we got some of these questions I've already answered anyway. Celeste, thank you for being so patient. Thank you for being you. Thank you for doing what you do. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, I want to share something that happened in the chat room. There's a lot moving. The Dream Master had mentioned that he was learning how to listen to his inner voice very young, and I asked him in the chat room, how did he start to trust the voices that were coming to him? And I thought his answer was really amazing and in alignment with what we're talking about. So this chat room is so full. Let me get to it. Yes, he goes, I was very young and being inquisitive, I noticed synchronicities with the signs that came to me. I noticed, was aware of my thoughts at the time of these signs and how shortly thereafter these signs were affirmed. Which I just thought was an amazing gift in conjunction with what we're talking about how to listen to for that inner voice.
Right. It's really about intention, your willingness to hear, your intention of what you want. See, when intention is such a high vibration of thought, way of being, when you set an intention, I intend to know, I intend to hear, you're transcending everything else. Now, above all else, I'm going to hear. And it doesn't have to be forced for you. You don't have to be frantic. You're doing all that frantic stuff. Just stop it. Relax. You're in control. Everything you're doing ain't even about you. You're just a vessel. What you are being invited to do is become the place where God gets to reveal himself, herself.
Yes.
Be that channel so that God can birth this wonderful idea. So rather than I can't hear you, I don't know, what should I do, where am I going, blah, 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 blah. How about learn to shut the flip up and listen? Create an energy where God says, oh, that's perfect vibration, because whatever God wants to reveal, whatever wants to be said, whatever the world needs to know, whatever gifts needs to be delivered, whatever divine mission the world needs to know about, the universe, God's spirit is always looking for opening. So if you're all constricted and resistant and nervous and worrying and panicking, then you're not open. But God will always find a way. Didn't it say in the scripture, I will make rocks cry out, you know? Because God will find a way to express itself, just like now. So I didn't even know I was going to say all of that.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so this is a good news moment right now, and I'm dedicating it to all our listeners, because a lot of our listeners are connected to us besides Blog Talk Radio, also on Facebook. So get ready. We're going to go into it, all right?
Do it.
Welcome to Good News Wednesday on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. We are clear that what we focus on expands, and if we want to be the change we want to see, then it's time to focus on news that makes us smile instead of cringe. Every Wednesday, we'll be bringing you good news that you might not have caught while you were channel surfing. Well, we are focusing on a new stream of love and light. Starting now. Are you ready to meet all the people you are connected to on your Facebook list? Well, that's the plan for one young man. Let's get more social. Let's talk face to face. Photographer aims to meet all 788 of his Facebook friends in person. Feeling that interactions with friends on social media have become far too superficial, photographer Ty Morin aims to connect in person with his Facebook friends, all 788 of them. Morin, who admits he knows only about half of his Facebook friends personally, wants to photograph each of his online buddies doing what they love, whether it's lifting weights or fighting fires. The Connecticut-based photographer also is making a documentary film about his project titled Friend Request Accepted. I want to reconnect with people because we're always behind our computer, he said. You can talk to these people behind their profile, but you see them in person and they're like, I don't really know you, and look down at their phone. From 50 yards away, you make an attempt to not talk to these people. So far, he has photographed a few more than 20 people since starting the project a month and a half ago. He hopes to get to all 788 by 2016. While reconnecting in person with old friends is often pleasant, Morin could face some tricky situations with people he's not particularly friendly with, as well as those he doesn't know at all outside their Facebook profiles. There's going to be some awkward instances, he admitted. I've done some ex-girlfriends so far. I think it's going to be good to reconnect with people, even if I don't know them. Well, all right, Morin. I'm looking forward to hearing about more of this story and seeing this documentary. I found this good news on today.com. If you happen to hear of more good news like this one, inbox me on Facebook or email me at CelesteMorgan@hotmail.com. You can also reach me on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan Fan Like page. Now, be sure to pass this good news on and be somebody's good news today. Wasn't that funny? Life Coach Today. You want to meet everybody on your Facebook list? Be nice.
Well, yes. I mean, if I... Okay, you're going to create some confession here. You know,
that's what you're for.
I would want to meet... Well, no. Let me phrase that. I would like to meet more people that are on my... they're my Facebook friends. I don't know if I want to meet everybody, because everybody on my Facebook thing, it's just some of them may give me too much opportunity to grow, and I can do that all by myself.
What a beautiful way to say that.
I could do good all by myself. I don't need help.
I love it.
I connect with some people. It's like this, you know, because we have this online thing. I mean, for me now, for most part, I work from home. So I'm always at home. You know the conversation. And sometimes people have this idea that I'm connecting with all. I'm online. I have a lot of friends. But when it comes to after getting off here, I don't really have people that I talk to regularly. But I have the listeners. So yeah. You know, and I'm changing that. And it's, you know, sometimes we can be fooled into, sometimes it's just a pseudo-friendship. And it works, it serves its purpose. But, you know, there's something about, for me anyway, there's something about meeting people, meeting them face-to-face and putting the voice to the face and seeing them. I love people. So, yeah, I would love to do that. But I think, yeah. It'll be good.
All right. Well, I'm going to get to your spiritual weather report, because I know that there are some more questions I love to hear the answer to as well coming up. So I come bearing a number gift and trust you'll be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. We have a new moon in Aries today, so make sure you listen carefully to set your intentions. The energy of the day equals 11. 11 is a master number. 11 is justice or strength in tarot. But today, we are going to defy numerologists and add one more time. Because underneath the mastery of 11 is the number 2. The number 2 is about duality, division, polarity, choice, reproduction, and partnership. It is the balancer of opposites. 2 also expresses as the hawk and medicine cards, and it is the messenger circling our dreams and teaches us the message as we fly. The second letter of the alphabet is B, and words like bold, brave, and beautiful connect us to the magical power of 2. 2 also shows up as the high priestess in tarot cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today, through the perspective of tarot celebrations. The high priestess says, bring me the bruised fruit, bring me the mangled grain. I'll startle you with its dazzle again and again and again. Tarot is a spiritual roadmap to human development, taking us from the innocence of the fool to the completion of the world. Now, between the 1 magician and the 3 empress, we find tarot's first teacher, the high priestess. She connects us to our inner wisdom and the inner intuitive voice. The magician promises we have all the tools we need to access our best life, and the empress assures us of abundance. However, without taking the time to sit at the feet of the high priestess, we might not be able to hear her voice. She unlocks the unconscious wisdom and the inner mysteries. This is an invitation for our soul to connect with the heart, and we are also invited to embrace the light and the dark. The high priestess is also associated with the moon, and that's a powerful ally for understanding our personal revelations and epiphanies. We can glean information from our intuition and our past when we don't run from it. and take the time to listen. All is well. And that's the story of two told through the High Priestess. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
What are you talking about on Sunday?
I'm talking about healing the sisterhood divide.
Just wanted to know. Great, great, great. Yeah. Thank you, Celeste.
You're welcome to join us because, you know, you boys are involved in that too. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I listen to my inner guidance, and if I'm pushed, nudged, inspired to add to the conversation, you better believe I'll be pressing that button. Hopefully you'll take my call.
Push the button.
Push the button. Bye, Celeste. Don't start
Bye.
Nothing.
Won't
be nothing.
I know. Peace out.
Bye. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. Today's theme, today's topic is listen to your inner voice. I'm looking in the chat room. My sister Mariana, I got something for you. It's real simple. Let's right now just grab my hands. Hold my hands. I'm holding you. I've got my hands stretched out. So I'll let you hold my hand if you want to. I'm not just going to grab it because I think you want to. If you do, just stretch out your hands and grab mine. Take a breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Now, you've caught a new vision. You've caught a new idea. It is coming from a place where you know the message needs to get out. First of all, I want you to know that the idea is so much bigger than you. Now, as you move, of course you're going to have challenges. You're going to have things going to help you grow because the idea is going to help you be a more you, a better you. Now, if you want the idea to be fulfilled in the most beautiful way, let go of the frantic energy. Just let it go. It's bigger than you. You take orders from the ideas. So what do you do? Today we're talking about listening to the inner voice. Where you are right now, the so-called challenges you're experiencing, take a breath. Breathe in and ask, God, I am ready to see this idea through. I need support. I need resources. I need money. Where should I go? What should I do? Who must I be so that this idea can be fulfilled? And just listen. Listen. Keep listening as you keep making the step. Every time you take a step, ask for the next thing to do. At the end of it, you become the healing because you're tuning in to the universal healer. And when you do show up to do your event and events, you show up as the answered prayer. It's important to be an activist, but it's so much more to become a sacred activist. Because if you become just now, you can see it. Activists end up burning themselves out. They end up antagonizing people. They end up being mad. But if you become a sacred activist, understand that what's calling in your heart is so bigger than you, and some people are going to get on board and some are not. But you know that what you are actively involved with is so much bigger than you. Oh, my God. The cause and everything else will take you to places you didn't even dream of. So take a breath. Trust the process. And allow inner guidance to guide you, that you have the answer. The answer is right here. So listing what the problems are. There's so many people that have made so many. What is frantic? Google it. Google it. You know, the frantic is like, oh my God, I got to do this. I really want to do this, but I don't know if it's going to happen. I really need help. People need all of that. You know, your inner voice, God's spirit, just like, oh, okay. Go ahead and do that jig. We'll be right back here. You want to move from a place of inspiration, a place of guidance. where your new idea, your project doesn't become a burden, then you don't end up doing it as an obligation. If you're doing something, and anybody is listening, if you're doing something, if you catch a new idea and it's a burden, then you may need to check in again. Got some questions. We got less than 10 minutes. We're going to go to Swiper. No swiping. Yeah, this is the first time Tracy's calling my show. Let me hurry up and get her. Hey, Swiper. How are you doing?
Hi. Hello.
Tracy Ann Miller in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Tracy.
It's the Swiper.
It's Swiper. What's going on, my sister
friend? Well, actually, I was sitting back in my chair because my PC is frozen and I can't type in anything. So I was listening to the conversation. And I actually called in to see if Celeste was going to meet me this summer in person.
Oh, okay.
Halfway between her place and my place.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me make some magic happen. Let me tune in and push this button. And put Celeste on blast. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing? Somebody wants to talk to you.
Hey, look, of course I want to check out the fairyland.
Oh, wait. Hold on, you, Tracy and Celeste, wait. Listeners, listen to the voices. Listen to their voices. Okay, go ahead. Y'all can talk.
Yes, of course I want to come and play in your woods in the fairyland of Tracy.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Tracy Day is in Pennsylvania, and I'm in D.C. That's not far away. And she's always making all these movies. We can do this. We can do this. I love
it. And Ade, you have to come up and join us. Out in the woods.
After the show, I might go to Delta.com. I didn't say I would go. I might go to Delta.com.
Right. I love him.
Awesome.
Yeah, I still haven't met him. Just kidding. Go ahead. Wait.
Well, the other thing, as I called in, I was listening and hearing Ade, you talking about sacred activism, and you had mentioned that to be an activist, sometimes you get in people's faces, mm-hmm. and that's been my the way I've done things all my life, and I'm trying to transcend out of that into sacred activism, and it's been a journey. Big journey. I have no idea where it's taking me, but I'm excited about it.
Indeed.
Tell me more.
Life is very delicate. I mean, sometimes the spiritual truth, we say we don't want to tell people what to do. And I sometimes think of my work as telling people what to do, but I have to remind myself to remind people, like, listen, don't just take it because I'm saying it. Try it for yourself.
Yeah.
So there's
a
thin line, and we're all growing and maturing. And sometimes we think we have to shake people up. You got to do this. You need to pay attention. Usually what happens is when you do that, they're going to respond to, I don't want to flipping pay attention to your mess. They call it something else. But you know what? If you catch an idea, it's important to know that the reason this is important to you is coming from a deeper place. And allow that deeper place to guide you. And then sometimes you may need to be in people's face. But if it's coming from a place of openness, then people will hear it differently. Or sometimes they might not hear it differently, but at least you know you spoke up. Sometimes we need to speak up where we think, where others say, oh, no, Tracy, don't tell them that. They'll be upset. But if you go there and you're just angry and you believe it's all about you and they don't know what to do and they're mean and I'm just going to tell them and I hate what they're doing. This is just wrong and wrong and wrong. And they'll tell you, listen, I'm right and right and right. And then you're like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
When you know that you're already part of the divine mind and what you're doing, other people are doing the work. I know some of the work you're doing. Other people are doing in different parts of the country, different parts of the world, and know that you're part of a group of people who love humanity and wants to support people no matter what they're moving through.
I'm getting in touch with that deeper meaning, and it's always been with me since I was a child, that all relationship, whether it's with self or another or anything, is sacred. And that's where I've had a difficult time in my lifetime, because I kept attracting in situations that were less than sacred, say. And But as I'm understanding this more and more, it's getting more beautiful, and I'm transcending out of the personal into the bigger vision of what's going on. And I have no idea where it's taking me, but I know there's a reason why I've gone through what I've gone through in my lifetime in order to reach out to others to help them through the process also. And, you know, it's just, I've been having so much fun over the last couple of weeks and so much synchronicity happening and, you know, things, you know, like the guy with the, this week, the, what was his name, Gary Craig that brought in EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique.
Okay.
I emailed him because I've been doing research on EFT for a healing of PTSD and, brain injury, and you know, I'd taken a course at college in energy psychology this past fall that my doctor was teaching. And he's just a beautiful man, and you know, it was like I emailed him, you know, and he's busy. He doesn't have time for, you know, I mean, he gets thousands of emails all the time. Do you know he called me right away? And he gave me a link to a YouTube video that he had done with a brain injured individual and the success that he had with that person. And it was like, and he had posted that a month ago, and it was like, oh my God, you know.
That's it.
So I asked him, I belong to a network in our world now with brain injury survivors that are stepping outside the box, who found the conventional approach to treatment was not working,
right.
And they are having miraculous healings. And so I asked if he would be on our program. I'm not a host, and I just work behind the scenes, you know, and hook up people. That's what I like to do.
You know what? Time is not moving fast, but you know what? Just before you said I'm not a host and all that stuff, I'm bringing you back to talk more about that. I'm going to bring you back real soon. So,
oh, I love you.
We're
going
to talk more about it. But I want you to – I'm thinking of a question you asked about a few months ago. Did you ever see the movie The Session? Is it The Session or The Sessions? I think it is.
No.
The Session. I'll find it.
The
I
Session.
I think about it now. Yeah, it's I think it's called A Session. It just came out with, what's his name? Helen Hunt is one of the actresses. Yeah,
okay.
It is A Session. And I think you need to, because it was, is that it? I'm Googling it now. But anyway, I'll find it. And, oh, yeah, it is. It is Helen Hunt. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Session. Check it out. Time is so I'll send you the link. But
okay.
It's related to a question or something that you had before. But we'll talk
Thank
more
you.
About that. But we're going to bring you on to, you know, talk a little bit about that and, you know, share what you know. All right, my sister?
Yeah. Oh, love
Thank
you both.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Day.
Peace
Thank
and
you.
Blessings. Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Life is good. It's getting better. It's almost time to release the show. I want to answer a question and play some songs. I'm going to play this music underneath me because I love this song. It's called Be Still My Heart. State of Man, my brother, John Stringer. Be still, my heart. I want you to know I'm coming home. So here's a question. There's a question that said, the ascended masters, like Buddha and Jesus and others, seem to make time for hearing still small voice. What of their stories will help us learn how to do that? Simply be still. Be still. Be quiet. Take time. Rest your body. Relax your body. If you don't rest your body, that can affect you. Take time to play. Take time to laugh. You know? Take time to rest. Release every stressful thought. Take time to rest. R-E-S-T. Release every stressful thought. Time is moving. I'm moving with it. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of your being. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself and be loved. Allow the love to flow in and out and love yourself. You're already connected to the inner voice. Let God show out. Get yourself a copy of Life Visioning. Open up to channel. There's so many resources. Let your guide, your spirit, lead you to what you need. The answers are all around you. I'm out of here. Be still my heart. See, join Obasa tomorrow. Play Experience 7 p.m. Eastern. Celeste on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm out of here. I'm not saying anything anymore. I'm just going to sing. I love this song. I'm out. Statemanmusic.com. Peace and blessings. I could never hide the truth from you. I
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.